whatever you are getting apart from allowance. Now there are certain things which you get, not all the employees you are getting this, but few employees, depending upon their post, they get perquisite, which is called as perks. Now what is perquisite? What is the difference between perks and perquisite and allowance? Allowance you receive fixed amount in cash, whereas perquisite is not fixed amount and it is not in cash. It may be in cash, it may not be in cash. Now what is perquisite? The extra benefit you are getting, like rent free accommodation. That is, in perquisite there is no exempt amount. Whatever amount you are getting, straight either it will taxable or non-taxable. Theek hai na? So rent free accommodation, free car for personal use, then only it will be taxable. But if you are given car only for the office use, then it is not taxable. If car you are getting only for office use, then it is not taxable. Theek hai, free car. Acha, then free electricity, the gas, free gas, electricity and water supply. If you are staying in a staff quarters, there electricity, gas line and water supply amount is paid by the company. So free gas, electricity, water supply. ठीक है. अच्छा, उसके बाद servant salary. The servant who is working in your house, his salary or her salary is given by the company. This perquisite you get only for few people who are in a very big post, in director level का post, CEO level का post, they get lots of perquisite. Okay, then उसके बाद free trip. Free holiday trip with family. All these are perquisite, which is directly taxable. There is no exempt amount. Okay, so these are all taxable. What are benefits you are getting? Your club bill met by the employer. Club bill met by company. It is also a perquisite. Hai na? Understood. So any additional benefit which you are getting from the company, because you are holding a good post in a company, then such type of perks are added to the salary without any exemption. Acha, now there are some perquisite which is perquisite, but they are not taxable. Acha, one more thing. Life insurance policy premium paid by company. Your life insurance and not mediclaim. Mediclaim paid by the company, it is a benefit for the company itself, because they are not supposed to pay any amount to you at the time of hospitalization, because it is covered in the mediclaim. Understood. So that is, it is benefiting the company, not you. But if they are paying life insurance, your life insurance policy ka premium, if company is paying, that policy ka premium ka paisa will be beneficial for the employee's family members. If something happens to employee, the family member will get the benefit of that. Understood. So life insurance policy premium paid by the company will be taxable under the salary. Okay. Now there are list of perquisite which are non-taxable. First, medical expense paid in government hospital. You are getting treated and you are admitted in a medical hospital, government hospital, and in that government hospital all the treatment ka kharcha is paid by the company. Then that is a perquisite, but that is exempt, fully exempt. It is not taxable for the employee. Acha, again, second, medical expense in own hospital. Suppose you are working in Tata and Tata has own hospital. So if your treatment is done in Tata hospital, again, it is fully exempt. So it is not taxable. That's the reason I'm writing here nil. It is not taxable. Okay. Third, medical expense reimbursed. Now what is it? Medical expense reimbursed means, see, you got hospitalized near the hospital at your place. The government hospital is far away, or the company ka hospital is also far away. So at the time of emergency, the family member took you to the nearest hospital near their house. So all the expenses you are incurring, and last when you recover from the this thing and you came back for the job, at that time you just submitted all the bill of the hospital to the company and company reimbursed. So that reimbursement is fully exempt up to 15,000 के ऊपर जो है वो टैक्सेबल है. अप टू 15,000 इट इज फुल्ली एग्जेम्प्ट. ठीक है. अच्छा, देन फोर्थ वन इज मेडिक्लेम प्रीमियम. मेडिक्लेम मेडिक्लेम प्रीमियम. सो यूर मेडिक्लेम प्रीमियम पेड बाय द कंपनी फॉर इंक्लूडिंग यू एंड यूर होल फैमिली मेंबर, इट इज फुल्ली एग्जेम्प्ट. इट इज फुल्ली एग्जेम्प्ट फ्रॉम टैक्स. Okay, so these are the taxable perquisite and non-taxable perquisite. Now, we are talking about the person who is retiring. At the time of retirement, he gets lots of things in cash, in accumulated amount he gets. So, in that lots of things, one is gratuity. सबसे पहले is provident fund. सबसे पहले प्रोविडेंट फंड, सेकेंड सुपर एन्युएशन फंड, सुपर एन्युएशन फंड, देन थर्ड वन इज रिकॉग्नाइज्ड प्रोविडेंट फंड. सो व्हाटएवर अमाउंट विच इज एक्यूमुलेटेड एवरी मंथ फ्रॉम योर सैलरी, डिडक्टेड फ्रॉम योर सैलरी एंड स्टोर्ड एंड एक्यूमुलेटेड एट द टाइम ऑफ रिटायरमेंट, दिस अमाउंट यू गेट फ्रॉम द कंपनी. So whether you are a government or a non-government, you get fund from the provident fund. Provident fund, the amount is deducted from your salary. Recognized provident fund is also the amount deducted from your salary. Superannuation fund is also the amount deducted from your salary. So provident fund, superannuation fund, recognized provident fund, at the time of retirement, this accumulated amount is given to you. So that amount which you received at the time of retirement, it is an income, and that income you are getting from employer, right? But that is fully exempt. Superannuation fund is fully exempt under section 1013. Provident fund is fully exempt. Provident fund, recognized provident fund is fully exempt under section 1012, which I have already discussed with you at the time of income from this thing. And recognized provident fund is fully exempt under section 1012. Recognized provident fund is fully exempt under section 1012, whereas provident fund is fully exempt under the section 1011. Whether he's a government employee or non-government employee, this amount is getting deducted from your salary. And have you taken net salary in the calculation of taxable income? No, you are taking gross salary. That means you have accumulated this sum, this amount with the company after paying tax only, my dear. That is the reason it is fully exempt. So at the time of retirement, you will get this money. Provident fund you get, superannuation fund you get, recognized provident fund you get. That is exempted whether it is a government employee or a non-government employee. Acha, apart from this, you get gratuity, you get leave encashment salary. Acha, you get commuted pension. You get commuted pension. Apart from this fund, provident fund, recognized provident fund, superannuation fund, you get gratuity, leave encashment salary, and commuted pension. Now, gratuity received, leave encashment salary received, salary. Leave encashment salary received, and commuted pension. Suppose, pardon me for my writing. Commuted pension. Acha, I explained you what is commuted pension. At the time of retirement, the accumulated amount from your provident fund, some part is kept with the company and remaining part is given to you in the form of provident fund. So this amount, they ask you, you want this accumulated ek saath in lump sum, or should we give this amount in every month in part payment? So if you agree for part payment, that is uncommitted pension. But if you agree for lump sum payment, that is committed pension. Okay. So gratuity received, leave encashment salary received, and committed pension received by government employee For government employee, it is fully exempt. Fully exempt. Gratuity is exempt under the section 1010. Gratuity is exempt under section 1010. Okay. Leave salary. Leave salary is exempt under section 10AA. I have already explained this to you. And committed pension is exempt under the section 1010A. I will write in a different color so that it will be visible for you. Okay. For government employee, it is fully exempt, na? Acha, gratuity under the section 1010, leave salary under the section 10AA, and committed pension under section 1010A. Okay, so this is fully, this amount, this three items amount is fully exempt for government. But for the non-government, it is not fully exempt. It is exempt under section 1010, but not fully. So chalo, let us start to calculate for gratuity for the non-government. So I am calculating this gratuity for the non-government. Less exempt under section 1010, for this you have to calculate two amount. In non-government employee, there are two employees, two categories of employees. Covered under Gratuity Act 1972. Covered under Gratuity Act 1972. Not covered under Gratuity Act. See, some of the people are from the union member. Some of the people are not from the union member. So, there are similarly, there are some of the members, employees are covered under Gratuity Act. And some of the members are not covered under Gratuity Act. In that case, covered, not covered. Covered and not covered. Now, very first is actual amount received. It is same for both. Actual amount received. Okay, as gratuity. That is the first amount. Second amount is rupees 20 lakhs is the maximum limit. 20 lakhs. And third is, acha, for third, for covered it is different and for non-covered it is different. Acha, it is half month salary. According to covered, they consider 4-day holiday in a month. So according to them, a month is of 26 days and 15 days ka salary they take. So 15 upon 26 into average 10 month salary into completed years of service. Completed years of service. What is the formula? 15 upon 26. Sir, why you are taking 15 days? Because half month days, 15 din ka salary of the month, and their month is of 26 days because they consider 4 days holiday. And same calculations for this, the only change is here you have to take 15 upon 30. Rest is everything is same. Average 10 month salary into completed years of service. So this three amount you have to calculate. Actual amount received as gratuity. Suppose the amount received by you is 12 lakhs. Acha, rupees 20 lakhs is the limit of the government, which is the from the last assessment year 2022-23. Okay, so 20 lakhs. And third is 15 upon 26. And for not covered, 15 upon 30. Because if you are taking 15 upon 26, you will get more deduction amount. But if you are taking 15 upon 30, you will get less deduction amount. Okay. So 15 upon 26. So ye tino amount mein se whichever is lower. Whichever is lower amount. That is exempted year and return. I repeat. Gratuity received by the government employee is fully exempt under section 1010. Fully, full amount exempt. But for the non-government, it is exempted, but there is some benchmark. So what is that benchmark? There are three calculations. Achha, before that calculation, you have to decide he is from covered under Gratuity Act or not covered. If nothing is given, you have to assume that he is covered under Gratuity Act. Because by taking covered, you are getting more deduction amount. That is the reason. Okay. So first is actual amount received as gratuity, that is 12 lakhs. Second is the maximum is 20 lakhs. Third is 15 upon 26 into last 10 months average salary. Last 10 months, suppose there is a increment in your salary from last 3 months. So last 3 months increment plus previous 7 months total, add 10 months salary divided by 10, that gives you average salary. If there is no increment or decrement in the salary, then you have to take monthly salary. Average you will take only when there is a increment or decrement in your salary, monthly salary before the retirement. Okay? So 10 months average salary into completed years of service. Suppose you you worked for 25 years and 4 months. So you have to take 25 years. You work for 25 years and 7 months. Sir, more than 6, to take 26 years. So in covered, you can go for the mother, you can go round off to the next year if the month is 6 month or more. But in non-covered, uncovered, 26 year, 11 months, then also 26. 26 year, 4 months, then also 26. 26 years, 11 months, 20 days, then also 26. In not covered, you cannot go to the next year in taking the completed years of service. So this is gratuity ka amount ka deduction. In the previous chapter, I told that I will explain in deep in the salary chapter. So I hope you understood. Now move on to the next one. Leave salary. Leave encashment salary. What is that? Leave encashment salary. Leave encashment salary received by the government employee is fully exempt from tax under section 10AA. Lekin for non-government, yes sir, less exempt. Under section 10AA, what is the amount you know? 1. Monthly salary. Monthly salary into monthly, just wait, monthly salary into completed years of service. Completed years of service. This is the first amount. Completed years of, pardon me for my writing, service. Okay, completed years of service. Second, this is the first one. Second one is 10 months into monthly salary. And third one is rupees 3 lakhs. And fourth one is actual amount received. Actual amount received. Achha, I told you na, from the leave salary, it is a rule that you have to withdraw 10 months. Whether you work for 25 years, that means in every month you have saved, you have worked for 30 days extra. So you have accumulated that money. So it is a rule that in between you have to withdraw 10 days. That is the reason 10 months into monthly salary. 10 months into monthly salary. Okay. So monthly salary, this is monthly. Huh? This is monthly. Monthly salary into completed years of service. 10 into monthly salary. Third is 3 lakhs. And fourth one is actual amount received. Out of this 4 amount, which is the lowest amount, that is exempt under this. Lowest. Lowest. Lowest of above is exempted. Lowest of above is, sorry, is exempted. Lowest of above is exempted. Lowest of above is exempted. Okay, so that is leave encashment. Now we'll move on to the commuted pension. Now we'll move on to the commuted pension. Commuted pension. Now what is commuted pension? The pension which you claim, you tell the company that out of the total pension you pay me 60% in advance, but the 60% commuted at volume, lump sum. So that is commuted pension. Again, received by government employee is fully exempt. Received by government employee is fully exempt under section, under section, exempt under section 10A, under section 1010A. Right, lekin for non-government employee, you have to calculate. See, in this committed pension, for the non-government employee, you have to calculate the exempt amount. For that, you have to see gratuity. If the non-government employee has received gratuity, then in that case, one-third of 100% committed pension. One-third of 100% committed pension is exempt. If you receive gratuity, 1/3 of 100%. Now, what is 100%? See, I told you, from that total amount, I told them to give me 60% amount as committed. That means the amount which you have received as committed pension is not 100%. It is 60%. So first you find the 100%. Sir, if 60% is 6 lakhs, what is 100%? 10 lakhs. 10 lakhs ka 1/3. Not the amount received ka 1/3. 10 lakhs ka 1/3. You remember that. That's the reason I made you write 100%. I made you write 100%. Why? So that you will think, hey, why sir has told 100%? Because right now I told you that committed pension is not taken 100% by any employee. They want every month mein pension, boss. Otherwise, bachche log ne dhoka de diya to. That's the reason they will not take 100% pension in committed. So they will ask, sir, give me 40%. So if this is 40%, if this amount is 40%, then you have to calculate 40% is 4 lakh. What is 100%? 10 lakh. 10 lakh ka 1/3 is exempt. Or half of 100% commuted pension. Now when it is half? When gratuity not received. When gratuity not received. This when gratuity received. Upar wala when gratuity. Toh dono mein se koi ek lena hai. Gratuity mila hai toh upar wala. Or gratuity nahi mila hai toh niche wala. Toh dono mein se ek, that is exempted amount and written in the outer column. Okay, that is exempt amount and written in the outer column. So committed pension, gratuity and leave encashment is clear. Now we'll talk about the retirement, voluntary retirement. Now in the retirement, suppose you have made a voluntary retirement, so you will get VRS compensation, voluntary retirement compensation. So voluntary retirement compensation received by government employee or non-government employee, it is exempt, less exempt. Kitna amount received or rupees 5 lakhs, whichever is lower. That is exempt and write in the outer column. And this is this VRS is exempt under the section. This is under section 10C. Okay. So by adding all the pro forma, you will get here the gross total salary. Gross total salary. From this, you have to deduct deduction under section 16. There is three deduction under section 16 for salary. One is standard deduction under section 16(1), which is 50,000 for every employee by the government. 50,000 directly deduct. Second is entertainment allowance. Acha, I showed you the calculation, entertainment allowance. And this is only for the government employee, hai na? I showed you the calculation behind 1/5 of the gross basic salary, actual amount received or 5,000, whichever is lower, that will be deducted here. And third one is profession tax, your tax on employment. So every person pay profession tax. So the, if you have paid the tax, that amount will be total here and deducted here, and this amount will get deducted from the gross total salary, and that will give you net taxable salary. So I hope you understood the pro forma. I have covered each and every item which is important, which are coming day to day in your day to day life, because you are working, you are all are working professional who are just listening to my lecture right now. So I have covered all that which are day to day. And this is how the total taxable salary is calculated, whether he is a retiring person or a non-retiring person. Okay. So this is what from the salary from this chapter all about. Thank you. We'll meet in the next chapter. Till that time, take a break. God bless you.